from the studios of Boise State Public Radio. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It started as a song about the beauty of the mountains, and it became an anthem for our region. John Denver's Rocky Mountain High turns 50 years old in October. Emma Van Dinendy of the Mountain West News Bureau explains the legacy of his life and his music.
Denver was known for his granny glasses and his long, dirty blonde hair. He gave as much back to nature as it gave to him. And of the many things he fell in love with, one was the state of Colorado.
In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High.
Henry John Dutchendorf Jr. had fantasized about living in the state long before he wrote songs about it. Amy Abrams is co-manager of his estate. She says his fantasies led him to adopt the name of his favorite city.
Seemingly that name certainly was foreboding of his future, in that his love of Colorado and his impact on the state became quite a part of his life and career.
The idea for Rocky Mountain High came when he was 27, camping at night with friends in Aspen.
That was the first summer where he spent the entirety camping in the mountains, taking in all of the beauty that the state has to offer.
That's G. Brown. He heads the Colorado Music Experience, a nonprofit that preserves the state's music.
And notably, the Perseid meteor shower occurred in August. And that was one of the more spectacular events that he had ever witnessed. And Rocky Mountain High was the result.
Some people found the lyrics controversial because of the word high. Some radio stations banned the song.
Friends around a campfire, everybody's high.
But in an interview, Denver said he just wanted to capture the experience of being in Colorado.
I love the feeling that I have when I've hiked someplace up in the mountains. I'm in the middle of that magnificence, whether it's in the winter or the summer. And I know that that kind of feeling is something that is available to everybody.
The song debuted at Red Rocks Amphitheater in mid-1972 and was released in October. It finally reached Billboard's top 10 in March. The song gave a new identity to the Rocky Mountain region. Brown says, back then, Colorado was a flyover state, and Denver was a dusty old cow town.
After that song, you could go to New Zealand, tell people you were from Colorado, and they'd say, oh, John Denver.
People started moving to Colorado in droves, drawn by the nature scenes in Denver's lyrics. His fans loved him. Don Hannawalt was one of them. She recently attended a memorial concert at the Colorado Symphony. In the crowded lobby, she recalled a memory from one of Denver's concerts in the 70s.
I waited till the end of the show, and he'd been sipping on this cup all night, and I went up to the stage and asked him if I could have the cup.
It was just a styrofoam cup with part brandy and part tea, but it had Denver's teeth marks on it.
And I was, you know, just over the moon, thrilled to death, so I took it home. Put it on my dresser, and my mother threw it away. She thought it was garbage, so.
His legacy stuck, even after his death in 1997. Paul Epstein owned the Twist and Shout record store in Denver when the singer's plane crashed. Epstein said it had a huge impact on his customers.
I had never seen anything quite like it. Sinatra was the closest. I had never seen all strata of society pour into the store desperate to find recordings by John Denver.
Colorado commemorated Denver in many ways. In 2007, lawmakers made Rocky Mountain High the second state song. He was also the first person inducted into the Colorado Music Hall of Fame. And this year, the governor renamed a trail after the song. But Denver's Rocky Mountain High was not just for applause. Abrams says it was for awareness.
John felt really passionately about, you know, both the solace and the peace that nature could bring an individual, and also the importance of protecting our environment and sustainability in our world.
His advocacy, as well as his music, continues to touch people worldwide 50 years later.
Rocky Mountain High.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Vandenhyde.
Rocky Mountain High.
I'm Gemma Gaudet, and this is Idaho Matters.